Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and a delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. This is Shekinah, an encounter with God's love, power, and wisdom. And you're about to listen to Apostle Philip Cephas of Shekinah Network International. Stay tuned, because your life will be transformed by the words that you will hear.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are the sheep of your pasture, the beauty of your emblem. We come before you as sheep, needing direction and guidance. We ask that you lighten our path again. Lead us and bring us to the place of rest. Lead us in the path of light. And do to us that which we cannot do to ourselves. We'll be nothing without you. We'll be nothing, absolutely nothing without you. Emmanuel, thy whole world is calling your name. Emmanuel, when you come again. Emmanuel, and the church will see your holy face. Emmanuel, when you come to reign. Emmanuel,
Emmanuel,
thy whole world is calling your name.
Emmanuel,
when you come again.
Emmanuel,
and the church will see your holy face.
Emmanuel,
when you come to reign. Emmanuel,
Emmanuel,
God who are these God in your name.
Emmanuel,
when you come again.
Emmanuel,
and the church will see your holy face.
Emmanuel,
Adonai,
Yahweh Elohim, you are the King, you reign forever.
Adonai,
Adonai, Yahweh Elohim.
Adonai, Adonai,
kindness. I hope you are not here to see a man. If you are here to see a man you have seen, you can go. But if you are here to encounter God, within the few moments that we have, we are going to reach out to heaven. And we trust God that God is going to give us strength to help in this time of need. Can you help me appreciate all my friends and my brothers that are here? Please, first of all, help me appreciate my beloved parents, Evangelist Sefa Sabaya, his wife. Thank you so much for coming around. My friends are here, Apostle Akwanza, Minister Kagu, Apostle Daniel, Pastor Abiodun Awe, our beloved host, Reverend Ruben, my friend that came from Abuja, Reverend Job, Apostle Righteous, Minister Moses, Nathaniel, the president of JCCF is here, but Daniel, the president of ERC Student Fellowship is here, and also my beloved friend, Apostle Paul Michael, your honor is around. Help me appreciate also yourselves. Lost but found prophet is also around. Prophet Solomon Apago. He just came in now from Abuja. These Abuja people. Also help me appreciate yourselves. Help me appreciate yourself. Come on. Van is around. Another of my friend that is coming for the first time is here with a guitar that looks like Abuja guitar. Apostle Steadfast Agup is there. See, the guitar you press with your leg. Don't touch that face. By him is Apostle Emmanuel. Thank you so much for coming. One of our mother is around also. Mommy Martha Silas. Thank you so much for also coming. And so many of you, thank you so much for coming. Happy New Year. Happy Christmas. And I hope you took our time to pray and you actually really retreat. Many of you just ate. If that is what you did, you are wrong. After this, Shekinah will resume properly. And there's going to be intense prayers. And we trust God that the Reverend told me about so many plans of vigils. So you'll be okay. Nothing will happen. Nobody die in the place of prayer. You will not be the first. So you will not die. Take your seat as I give a little shot. Then we pray. Go with me to the book of First Thessalonica. Many of you say Thessalonians. Anyone you're okay with, go there. Okay? From 5, chapter 5, from 16 to 18. The Bible said, we join always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. He said, do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecy, test all things, hold fast to what is good. He said, abstain from every form of evil. He said, now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. Also, further go with me to the book of 1 Timothy. First Timothy from chapter 2, I begin with 1. He said, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Therefore, this is unacceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Shall I add one scripture more? Philippians 4, from 4 to 7. Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in every situation, by prayers and petitions, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. You see, and the God of and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. I need you to understand that everything in this kingdom is hinged upon thanksgiving. Everything multiply upon the strength of thanksgiving. Anytime a man is thankful to God enough, God sees the need to bless the man again. God can never bless a man that cannot be thankful for that which God has given unto him. Oftentimes we complain. Seldom time we pray. Few times we thank the Lord. And I study very well. I realized that there is no place that Jesus Christ ever prayed without thanking God first. And I realized that anytime a man wants his prayer to be answered fast, oftentimes, anytime you see prayer mentioned, you see thanksgiving mentioned. And that is to let us understand that if a man is not thankful enough to God, he has not acknowledged the sufficiency of God. Thanksgiving is the foundation upon which anything in your life can be multiplied. Anytime a man is thankful to God sufficiently well, he brings God to a point of indebtedness where God cannot but add up to him another measure. I realize that there is no time that what was given to Jesus upon his hand that was thankful about that was not multiplied. That anytime a situation is applicable, prayer is in view, but yet again, thanksgiving is also in view. There are many more times that you have prayed and nothing has happened. The next thing you need to do is to begin to thank the Lord. Why? Because thanksgiving in itself is also another form of prayer. Just that many people do not understand that thanksgiving is also prayer. Oftentimes you pray to receive a reward, to pray to receive a result. But when you pray, the result did not come. The next thing is to do is to thank the Lord. Anytime a man thanks the Lord, is indebting the Lord to do again what he seems not to have done. Wise men of old came to a point in their life where their prayer failed, they begin to thank the Lord. And as they begin to thank the Lord and begin to appreciate the Lord, what happened is that suddenly, even what God intended not to do, he begin to do it. There are certain kinds of miracles that can never happen until you begin to thank the Lord. And no wonder, when Jesus Christ had to multiply anything, they brought things that were so little. It was just 5 loaves. But anytime those things were there, as he lifted it up, he didn't pray. He thanked the Lord. The Bible says, as he thanked the Lord, suddenly it was multiplied. The same way where Jesus Christ approached the tomb of Lazarus, he first of all did not say, Lazarus, comfort. He thanked the Lord. He said, Lord, blessed art thou. Why? Because you know that even before I call upon thee, you answer me. Upon the strength of thanksgiving is the strength of multiplication. And any believer that do not see the need to thank the Lord, nothing can be multiplied in his hand. Even that which God give to him will be taken away. Why? Because let me tell you the truth. It is true that prayers should bring answer, but there are times when prayer will not bring answer. There are many things you are praying about that answer will never come. What you have to do to ensure that you still remain in faith and believing in the Lord is that you thank him. The Bible says God has called you, and him who has called you is faithful. Many people today are backslidden. Why? Because they have prayed several times, and what they trusted and believed of the Lord did not come to pass, and they went away. What they didn't understand is that in the time where it seems as though your prayer is not working, switch on to thanksgiving. And when you begin to thank the Lord, what you are trying to do is to give thanks unto the Lord. It's as if you are offering another kind of offering, which is a sacrifice unto God. Say, first of all, I exhort thee that prayer, supplication, intercession and thanksgiving be made unto all men. That situation might not have changed, but have you ever engaged the rod and the strength of thanksgiving? You must learn to be merry. The Bible says, rejoice, and I say unto you, rejoice. He said, let the high praise of the Lord be upon your lips and a two-edged sword in your hands to execute vengeance upon the hidden. That is to let you understand that there are times when all what you need to do is to offer a kind of sound, offer a kind of songs in adoration unto the Lord. I realize that kings of time old, even kings of present time, when you begin to thank them, when you begin to appreciate them, they are indebted to do them all. Was it Apostle Abe or is he righteous that was saying something? He said, if somebody give you 10,000 naira, you tell him thank you. Another one give you a car, you tell him thank you. Another one give you a plane, you tell him thank you. You are really not thankful. There are things that God do in your life that the level of the intensity of the thank you has no end. We have come to appreciate God again from where we are coming from to where we are now. But as we appreciate him for taking us from where we are, where we were, into where we are now, is a mystery engaged so that he can shift us to where we ought to be. We are not thankful to God remaining in the situation that we are in. No, we are thankful to God knowing fully well that it looks as though our prayer failed us, but yet again we know there is another mystery again. It's a prayer, intercession, supplication. It's a thanksgiving. Peradventure we have supplicated. Peradventure we have offered intercession. Peradventure we have done all kinds of prayer, but we have not engaged in thanksgiving. Have you wake up at night to pray and there is no strength to pray, and all what you can only do is to say the Lord, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, you begin to thank the Lord for things you don't even have an understanding of. It's actually a form of prayer you do not know. There are many times you will not have enough time to pray as you ought to pray, but you can always have time to thank the Lord, because so long as you can speak, you can thank the Lord. Only the dead cannot thank the Lord. As long as you live it upon the face of the earth, you are supposed to continually, always engage in the mystery of thanksgiving. Why? Because it is upon the strength of thanksgiving that things are multiplied. Testimony is an avalanche of thankfulness to the Lord. When a man stands to testify, what he's trying to say is, Father, I thank you for what you have done, but I'm believing you for what you will do. Because at every level in your life, there is something you still need from God. But only wise men knew that where they are is not the Canaan. Paul said, I came to a point I forget all that I have and I press further. I know you might have some amount of money now, but I need to let you understand that more there is to your life now. Only wise men knew that there is more there is to what they even have. Then they appreciate and thank the Lord so that they can advance further. Bible says, I have given you the keys of the kingdom. One among those keys of the kingdom is the key of thanksgiving. That in the days when you are weeping and crying, learn to thank the Lord. Anytime a man is joyous and rejoicing and thankful to the Lord, you see there is a kind of expression that he gives. It's an expression of merriment. I need you to understand that peradventure you have believed and trusted the Lord for many things. It didn't happen last year. Peradventure you have trusted, you have prayed, you have fasted, you have coughed out blood. It didn't happen. Please, don't backslide yet. Thank the Lord again. Thank the Lord again. And by the time you open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord, even in the midst of your sorrows and your lack and your disadvantage, you see another mystery you cannot be able to understand. Why? Because there is strength hidden in the weakness of man, which is only revealed through thanksgiving. Oftentimes, in the days of your weakness, all what you may be able to do is just to thank the Lord. Knowing fully well that he has done it before, he can do it again. Thanksgiving brings you to an understanding that if God can do it yesterday, if he has done it before, he can also do it now. When Jehoshaphat came to a point in the book of Ezekiel Chronicles, he began to say, oh God of our fathers, you did this, you did that, you did this. I am thankful for what you have done, but can you do it again? In the midst of thanksgiving, a man can legislate with God. So Jesus Christ stood and he said, Father, I know that if I call upon you, you will answer. But he begins to thank the Lord. He is trying to let the Lord know that I know you are supreme over all. But here is the situation. This situation is making you look like a liar. And because he has already exhorted the Lord has no other option than to hearken. I studied the Jewish custom, as in me and Solo. Every time before they pray, they must bless the Lord. I don't know why. Before any Jews pray, he was first of all bless the Lord. Even if you are in the midst of dying, you must first of all, there is a blessing and there must be a thankfulness to release for God first before you can demand anything. It's just like standing before a king and you begin to demand without first of all thanking him for what he has done. Your neck will be cut off if you are not careful. Anytime you approach a great man, it's not to just ask him for something. No, appreciate him for what he has done before. In fact, appreciate him for allowing you to stand in his presence first. Before you can ask, oh king, can you now do me this? Many of you do not understand that God is also like a king. And anytime you stand before God, you just come with tongues. Appreciate him first. Let your heart carry a posture of thanksgiving. And by the heart is carrying that posture of thanksgiving, then you come with a request. He will hearken unto it. Why? Because he knew that you are actually doing this, knowing fully well with the revelation that he's faithful. Because thanksgiving make you believe that God is faithful. Because a man that do not thank the Lord believe that God is not faithful. If God is faithful in your life, you must appreciate him at least for something, at least for the gift of life. As we come in this new year, we have come to appreciate God, first of all, that all of us are still safe, and all of us are still alive, and all of us are still strong. That you wake up early in the morning and your leg can still walk. You must be grateful to God for that. You may not have a need to thank God for everything, but there are still things that you ought to thank God for. And oftentimes you don't see the need to thank the Lord until something terrible happened. Have you been in a car accident and everybody died and you wake up and discover that you're the only one surviving? Nobody needs to tell you to thank God. You thank him. Because you need a good reason to thank the Lord. But adventure, you were traveling, the tire of the car broke, and suddenly the car did not tumble. You see, naturally you will thank the Lord. But adventure, you are on the road, a car came and hit you. The natural tendency is that when a car hits you, it should take you up, bring you down, your leg should break, in fact you should even die. But suddenly when the car come and hit you, you went up and you came down and you stood. Nobody will tell you to thank God. You will thank him. But why did you now thank him? It's because a revelation is fashioned upon a conviction. It's the same way that you must be able to understand that there are many things that is done to your life right now that you have never been able to understand. You must be grateful to the Lord enough, knowing fully well that he is the one that has preserved you all through this time. It may not be by your prayer sometimes. It may not be by your fasting sometimes. It may not be by your giving sometimes. Because sometimes the common denominator might have been something that everybody applied. Yes, some people failed. And that is why you must come to a point where you boast of nothing, knowing fully well that it's God that giveth it all. When men are thankful to God, it's because they knew that what they had is not by their own accord, that by strength shall no man prevail, but by the help of the Lord. What is going on in your life right now? If you fail to yourself self-sufficient, you will not see the need to thank the Lord. The Bible says in all circumstances, that you should give thanks unto the Lord. It then means that it doesn't matter whether you have applied and rejected you. It doesn't matter whether there was a carryover. It doesn't matter whether something happened. If you can give thanks to the Lord, you will see another strength of God that your prayer could not have done. What I'm trying to let you understand is that there are things that thanksgiving can do that prayer may not be able to do. Why? Because thanksgiving itself is another form of prayer that we neglect. Many times we complain, my son is a smoker, my son is a drunkard, my father is a bad man, my mother is a... Have you ever thanked the Lord for their lives? You have never. Have you ever waking up before and begin to appreciate God for the gift of you being alive? That being born into your family is not a disadvantage but an advantage. The reason why you have not seen the need to do that is the reason why the family remain like that sometimes. Add up to your prayer thanksgiving according to scripture. As we begin this new year, please begin it with gratefulness and rejoice and merriment in your heart. There must be a certain level of happiness and gladness in your heart that God is faithful. And it doesn't matter what the devil tried to do in your life right now, God is still faithful. Through your life, you have solved 99.5% of your problem. Because the best among the prayer warriors sometimes will think as though God is against him. Sometimes the most holiest of us will still think that God is against her. So she will feel, I'm too holy and yet the husband is not there. I'm too holy and yet I can't get the admission. I refuse to compromise, yet I could not pass. What you are lacking is not that you are not praying, but you have not seen the need to thank the Lord in that situation. So you see God and you say God is not faithful. Men that thank the Lord are wise men, knowing fully well that in the mystery of thanksgiving is multiplication of what you can never imagine. Let me tell you the truth. Whether you like it or not, if you have not judged God faithful in your life, no matter what you do, will never be enough. If you have 10 million naira, you want 30. And as far as you are concerned, if you don't have 30 million, God is not faithful. If you not get 30 million, you want 50 million. As far as you are concerned, if you don't have 50, you say God is not faithful. So no matter what God do to you, as an ungrateful person, you will believe that God is not faithful. And that is one of the weapons the devil is going to use to ensure that he discredits God in the life of man. That when you look at your situation, you will compare yourself with an unbeliever and judge God not faithful. And you will say God is not worthy of your devotion. Thanksgiving will create a benchmark for you and secure you in the placement of God so that your life can be preserved. Then, when God looked at that, he knew that you are not looking by sight. No. God knows that even in the midst of what you cannot understand, you are grateful to him, that he multiply the possibility in your life. I know you trusted the Lord for the gift to see, the gift to hear, the gift to teach. It did not come. Can you thank the Lord at least for still being a Christian? Because the devil is on a job to ensure that he discredit believers. He discredit God. Devil will make God look like a liar in your life. I'm telling you. You must prove to the devil that God is faithful. One of the strongest truths you can ever realize, apart from God loves you, that God is faithful. God may not be fair, but God is just. And the justice system of God is upon his faithfulness. The justice system of God permits you the privilege to always be able to remain with the Lord, even in the midst of trials and persecution. I intend to call the worship team to come and give us a little. I know we have been thanking the Lord in many songs and sounds. They will do again. Please, I know you came with a lot of problems. We have been praying and fasting. Most of them refuse to change. Can we just thank the Lord for that problem? As the teaching will start proper, maybe next year, we thank the Lord in the midst of that problem. Then let's forget about it. There are many things that you have trusted the Lord. It has not come to pass even in this new year. The journey with you to this new year, can you be thankful to the Lord? And let's see that devil that will still remain. But eventually we have prayed, we have interceded, we have not been thankful. Can we add up thankfulness? Apostle Paul has already taught us the protocol. They will come and give us a little shot again. Then we pray, then we are done. Is that okay? Worship. Everybody rise on your feet. I don't know what they will give unto us. Psalm, hymns, melody, anyone. It's 5 minutes, they give us that. They give us that. Then
hallelujah.
Then I pray for you, then we are done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You've been faithful, Lord.
You must believe it.
From the ages past. That is why your name. is forevermore. You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. That is why your name is forevermore. In my love, Jesus, you've been faithful, Lord. From the ages past,
Is forevermore. Oh, glorious God,
And I just got a notification that told me that we have to pray for it. There are 300 level students that are going for IT. Right? If you are here, you are going for IT. Let me see your hands up. Okay. If you know you are leaving from here for IT, right? And if this will be your last Shekinah, then come. Thank God, I have anointed ministers. They are going to pray for you. You will go strong and come back strong by the power of the Spirit. Also, birthday, they are insisting that we should pray for people that have birthday, because they have protocol head. It's also birthdays today. So if you know your birthday is within January, run and come here too. Birthday should be this side. IT student, this side. Is that okay now? If you know you are born in the month of January, we are going to start with you. Then if you know you are going for IT, come to this side. Ministers, come and pray for them. Release the blessings of the Lord upon them. Don't join them if you are not. Oh, my sister Mendo is also January. If you are going for IT, come here. If your birthday is in February, be here. Are these for IT students? Okay, birthday. It is an IT. Wow, that's much of you. Where is Abigail? Come, your birthday is not today. Come here. Where is the person that is birthday today also? Ah, shift like this. All of you are living for IT. Okay, is it birthday too? IT. We are going to pray for you for the favor of the Lord. We are going to bless you with the blessings of heaven. You will go there, you will not struggle, you will not suffer. As you go there, God will go with you. This is what I do. Please, stretch out your hand towards them and pray for them. If you are not jealous of their birthday, or you are jealous they are going for IT, please pray for them. Pray for them. Ministers, just... Reverend ministers, can we just pray for them? We are done. We are already done. Please come and lay your hands on them, sirs. Bless them. Bless them. This one is today. They are born in the month of January. They are opening unto us the new year. These ones, they are living for IT. God must favor you. I think you love here. Both of you. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Let the Lord go with them. Let the Lord bless them. Let the Lord keep them. Let the Lord guide them. For those born in the month of January, let the Lord be their covering. Let the Lord be their covering. We love nothing. We release the blessings of the Lord upon them. We release the blessings of the Lord. We are blessed. 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 By the power of the Spirit of the Lord, I empower you. I empower you. I empower you. We are blessed. We are blessed. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord be with you. None of you must lie. None of you must lie. None of you must lie. Today be your birthday, you are blessed. I bless you for your birthday. These are birthday people. We bless you for your birthdays. We bless you for your birthdays. We bless you for your birthday. We bless you for your birthdays. We bless you for your birthdays. You are blessed. 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 The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. I decree and I declare over each and every one of you, for those born in the month of January, and for many of you that are going for IT, I pray that may the Lord God favor you. May the Lord God strengthen you. I pray that this your new age is blessed indeed. May God give you a gift that no man can give. I decree and I declare that all that concerns you is blessed in the name of Jesus. Let there be testimonies, miracles, and signs over your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for you. Amen and amen. Can you lift up your hands as I pray for you? You can go back to your seat. I don't know what you are trusting of the Lord for this new year. We are already in 2022. From the next chapter, I will give you perspective to what it is going to entail in part of the teaching. But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, many of you came here with sicknesses in your body. By the power of thanksgiving and by the power of the Lord, as you are grateful of the Lord, I say be healed in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare over your life every area of challenge and weakness. I say be gone in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. Let there be miracle over your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Today, there be testimonies over your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I ask, oh God, that many of you are about to write your exams. Many of you cannot even remember what you have read. I decree and I declare that let your exam be a success in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
None of you will fail in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and I declare that as you begin to study, as you begin to read, let everything you do not know, I command it not to come out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let only what you know come out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I bless you with a memory that can remember it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Many of you read and forget. I say, begin to remember in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There are many of you that have a sight of failure over your life. You don't know why you will do things again and again, you will fail. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I cancel that failures in Jesus' name.
Amen.
From today, may you begin to succeed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Many of you are under certain kinds of demonic oppression. You don't know why you sleep at night. Demons come to oppress you. In the name of Jesus, I be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every we refuse to be in bondage. We refuse to be under any challenge of the devil, every kind of oppression. I shall be gone in the name of Jesus. Many of you strong men at night, men and women come to sleep with you, come to torment you, come to oppress you. We attack them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we say let that yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. Many of you have a lot of weakness of the body. You don't know why you get weak all the time. I say in the name of Jesus, be strong in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the power of the Spirit of the Lord, many of you are in levels that you are supposed to be promoted. This is the new year. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I promote you in the Spirit. I shift your level in the name of Jesus. I decree an elevation. I decree an elevation. I decree an elevation in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Many of you need a genuine encounter with God. Jesus needs to appear to you. That is a testimony that is undeniable. How that Jesus Christ can change a sinner man. In the name of Jesus, may you receive an encounter in Jesus' name. May the Lord Jesus appear to you. May the Lord Jesus appear to you. May the Lord reveal himself mightily to you. Many of you are suffering from addiction, all kinds of addiction. in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let that addiction be broken in the name of Jesus. That addiction to sex is broken in Jesus' name. That addiction to pornography is broken in the name of Jesus. That addiction to masturbation is broken in the name of Jesus. Every sickness in your body, every disease in your body, I say be healed in the name of Jesus. Many of you have all kinds of infections, bacterial infection, fungal infection, all kinds of infections. I say be healed in the name of Jesus. I say be healed in the name of Jesus. I pray that doctor report, I don't know what the doctor have reported, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I say I cancel that report. I cancel that report. Many of you know it will only take God for you to graduate. And from today, here in Shekinah, I graduate in the name of Jesus. That result that has looked like a failure, in the name of Jesus, I change that result for you. Because you are thankful to the Lord, you may not be qualified, but I qualify you by grace in the name of Jesus. Lastly, many of us, we have so many plans, yet there is no finance to advance it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that spirit of poverty, that spirit of lack, in the name of Jesus, I say be gone in the name of Jesus. Your name will not be attached to poverty. You will not be attached to poverty. You will not be attached to poverty. Every spirit of poverty, be gone in the name of Jesus. I bless your finances in the name of Jesus. Many of you, money don't stay in your hand. It's a spirit that comes to attack you. In the name of Jesus, I say be fruitful from today. I say multiply from today. I say replenish the earth from today. I say be favored from today. I decree and I declare that from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west, and even beyond these nations, let men and women favor in the name of Jesus. You will be highly favored. You must be highly favored. It doesn't matter who doesn't like you. From today, I stand together with the Lord. I say prosper in the name of Jesus. In this new year, we will never be disadvantaged. Everything you are trusting the Lord, I say let it be done for you in the name of Jesus. Let that miracle be done for you in the name of Jesus. Many of you are trusting God to get married this year. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let it be possible for you in the name of Jesus. As many of you trusting the Lord for an admission, I grant it to you in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that every yoke is broken right now in the name of Jesus. Every bondage is broken right now in the name of Jesus. Lastly, I pray for your family. I don't know where you are coming from. You may be free, but your family is not free. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I said, let your family be free in the name of Jesus. That's your mother that is sick. I stretch forth my hands of healing. Let the healing power of the Lord touch her wherever she is. I say, Mom, be healed in the name of Jesus. Many of you, your father, your sister, your brother is sick. We say, let that be a miracle in the name of Jesus. We settled our faith towards them. I say, every kind of oppression, I say, let it be gone in the name of Jesus. Many of you have people in your family that are smoking and they are drinking. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord encounter them in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. That spirit of depression, that want to make you kill yourself, want to make you hurt yourself, let that demon of depression leave you right now in the name of Jesus. Let that demon manipulating you into depression leave you right now in the name of Jesus. You are free in the name of Jesus. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. I pray for your eyes from today. Eyes begin to see in the name of Jesus. Yes, begin to open in the name of Jesus. Many of you have lost gifts in the spirit. You have lost abilities in the spirit. Many dimensions in God, you have lost them. I restore them back for you in the name of Jesus.
You are blessed. You are lifted. You are blessed. You are lifted. I elevate you in the spirit. I provoke an encounter over your life. I bless you with the blessings of heaven. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Can you give the Lord a shout? Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Thank the Lord with a shout. Come on, to the Lord. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Welcome to New Year. Welcome to 2022. Walk to your neighbor. Hallelujah. Walk to about five people and tell them welcome to 2022. Walk to like five people. There's a welcome to 2022. They don't lie. I am alive. I am alive. I am strong. Welcome to 2022.
Welcome to 2022.
Realize. Welcome you to 2022. This year will be better than last year. Prophesy to that your neighbor that this year will be better than last year. This year must be better than last year. Yes. Odebu debu, Omachala. Odebu debu, Omachala. Odebu debu, Omachala. Odebu debu. I don't know how to say.
Odebu debu, Omachala. Odebu debu, Omachala. Omachala.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Without that, when we are done, sharing the grace with continue.
You have been listening to Apostle Philip Sefers of Shekinah Network International, sent with a mandate to raise believers built up in prayer international's faith. You can get our messages at www.philipsefers.com, and you can follow us online via our Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and Twitter, all at Shekinah Network International. Remember, God loves you.